A.E. Van Vogt, one of the great world creators of science fiction, from 1939 with his short story Black Destroyer that formed the basis for the film Alien, to the most memorable novel of mutants ever written, the incomparable Slan, till his recent death just as the year 2000 dawned. Van was one of the five great pillars of golden age science fiction, along with Bob Heinlein and Isaac Asimov, L. Ron Hubbard and Fritz Leiber. And our offering this time is a mordant bit of intergalactic whimsy, theme for these dawning days of the demon internet, and A.E. Van Vogt called it Dear Pen Pal.
You've got mail.
Planet Arije 2. Dear Pen Pal, when I first received your letter from the Interstellar Correspondence Club, my impulse was to ignore it. The mood of one who has spent the last 70 planetary periods, years I suppose you would call them, in an Arigian prison does not make for a pleasant exchange of letters. However, life is very boring, and so I finally settled myself to the task of writing you. Your description of Earth sounds exciting. I would like to live there for a while, and I have a suggestion in this connection, but I won't mention it till I have developed it further. You will notice the material on which this letter is written. It is a highly sensitive metal, very thin, very flexible, and I have enclosed several sheets for your use. Tungsten, dipped in any strong acid, makes an excellent mark on it. It is important to me that you do write on it, as my fingers are too hot, literally, to hold your paper without damaging it. I'll say no more just now. It is possible you will not care to correspond with a convicted criminal, and therefore I shall leave the next move up to you. Thank you for your letter. Though you did not know its destination, it brought a moment of cheer into my drab life. Scander.
You've got mail.
Arige 2. Dear Pen Pal, your prompt reply to my letter made me happy. I am sorry your doctor thought it excited you too much, and sorry also if I have described my predicament in such a way as to make you feel badly. I welcome your many questions, and I shall try to answer them all. You say the Interstellar Correspondence Club has no record of having sent any letters to Arige, that according to them, the temperature of the second planet of the Arige sun is more than 500 degrees Fahrenheit, and that life is not known to exist there. Your club is right about the temperature and the letters. We have what your people would call a hot climate. But then we are not a hydrocarbon form of life and find 500 degrees very pleasant. I must apologize for deceiving you about the way your first letter was sent to me. I didn't want to frighten you away by telling you too much at once. After all, I could not be expected to know that you would be enthusiastic to hear from me. The truth is that I am a scientist, and along with the other members of my race, I have known for some centuries that there were other inhabited systems in the galaxy. Since I am allowed to experiment in my spare hours, I amused myself in attempts at communication. I have developed several simple systems for breaking in on galactic communication operations, but it was not until I developed a subspace wave control that I was able to draw your letter, along with several others which I did not answer, into a cold chamber. I used the cold chamber as both sending and receiving center, and since you were kind enough to use the material which I sent you, it was easy for me to locate your second letter among the mass of mail that accumulated at the nearest headquarters of the Interstellar Correspondence Club. How did I learn your language? After all, it is a simple one. Particularly, the written language seems easy. I had no difficulty with it. If you are still interested in writing me, I shall be happy to continue the correspondence. Scander.
You've got mail.
Arige 2. Dear Pen Pal, your enthusiasm is refreshing. You say that I failed to answer your questions about how I expected to visit Earth. I confess I deliberately ignored the question as my experiment has not yet proceeded far enough. I want you to bear with me a short time longer, and then I will be able to give you the details. You are right in saying that it would be difficult for a being who lives at a temperature of 500 degrees Fahrenheit to mingle freely with the people of Earth. This was never my intention, so please relieve your mind. However, let us drop that subject for the time being. I appreciate the delicate way in which you approach the subject of my imprisonment, but it is quite unnecessary. I performed forbidden experiments upon my body in a way that was deemed to be dangerous to the public welfare. For instance, among other things, I once lowered my surface temperature to 150 degrees Fahrenheit, and so shortened the radioactive cycle time of my surroundings. This caused an unexpected break in the normal person-to-person energy flow in the city where I lived, and so charges were laid against me. I have 30 more years to serve. It would be pleasant to leave my body behind and tour the universe, but, as I said, I'll discuss that later. I wouldn't say that we're a superior race. We have certain qualities which apparently your people do not have. We live longer, not because of any discoveries we've made about ourselves, but because our bodies are built of a more enduring element. I don't know your name for it, but the atomic weight is 52.9? Our scientific discoveries are of a kind that would normally be made by a race with our kind of physical structure. The fact that we can work with temperatures of as high as, I don't know just how to put that, has been very helpful in the development of the subspace energies, which are extremely hot and require delicate adjustments. In the later stages, these adjustments can be made by machinery. But in the development, the work must be done by hand. I put the word in quotes because we have no hands in the same way that you have. I am enclosing a photographic plate, properly cooled and chemicalized for your climate. I wonder if you would set it up and take a picture of yourself. All you have to do is arrange it properly on the basis of the laws of light. That is, light travels in straight lines. So stand in front of it, and when you are ready, think, ready. The picture will be automatically taken. Would you do this for me? If you are interested, I will also send you a picture of myself, though I must warn you, my appearance will probably shock you. Sincerely, Scander.
You've got mail.
Origi 2. Dear Pen Pal, just a brief note in answer to your question. It is not necessary to put the plate into a camera. You describe this as a dark box. The plate will take the picture when you think ready. I assure you, it will be flooded with light. Scander.
You've got mail.
Origi 2. Dear Pen Pal, you say that while you were waiting for the answer to my last letter, you showed the photographic plate to one of the doctors at the hospital. I cannot picture what you mean by doctor or hospital, but let that pass. And he took the problem up with government authorities. Problem? I don't understand. I thought we were having a pleasant correspondence, private and personal. I shall certainly appreciate your sending that picture of yourself. Scander.
You've got mail.
Origi 2. Dear Pen Pal, I assure you I am not annoyed at your action. It merely puzzled me, and I am sorry the plate has not been returned to you. Knowing what governments are, I can imagine that it will not be returned to you for some time, so I am taking the liberty of enclosing another plate. I cannot imagine why you should have been warned against continuing this correspondence. What do they expect me to do? Eat you up at long distance? I'm sorry, but I don't like hydrogen in my diet. In any event, I would like your picture as a memento of our friendship, and I will send mine as soon as I have received yours. You may keep it or throw it away or give it to your governmental authorities, but at least I will have the knowledge that I have given a fair exchange. With all best wishes, Scander.
You've got mail.
Origi 2. Dear Pen Pal, your last letter was so slow in coming that I thought you had decided to break off the correspondence. I was sorry to notice that you failed to enclose the photograph, puzzled by your reference to having a relapse, and cheered by your statement that you would send it along as soon as you felt better, whatever that means. However, the important thing is that you did write. And I respect the philosophy of your club, which asks its members not to write of pessimistic matters. We all have our own problems which we regard as overshadowing the problems of others. Here I am, in prison, doomed to spend the next 30 years tucked away from the mainstream of life. Even the thought is hard on my restless spirit, though I know I have a long life ahead of me after my release. In spite of your friendly letter, I won't feel that you have completely re-established contact with me until you send the photograph. Yours in expectation, Scander.
You've got mail.
Origi 2. Dear Pen Pal, the photograph arrived. As you suggest, your appearance startled me. From your description, I thought I had mentally reconstructed your body. It just goes to show that words cannot really describe an object which has never been seen. You'll notice that I've enclosed a photograph of myself, as I promised I would. Chunky, metallic-looking chap, am I not? Very different, I'll wager, than you expected. The various races with whom we have communicated become wary of us when they discover we are highly radioactive and that, literally, we are a radioactive form of life, the only such that we know of in the universe. It's been very trying to be so isolated, and as you know, I have occasionally mentioned that I had hopes of escaping not only the deadly imprisonment to which I am being subjected, but also the body, which cannot escape. Perhaps you'll be interested in hearing how far this idea has developed. The problem involved is one of exchange of personalities with someone else. Actually, it is not really an exchange in the accepted meaning of the word. It is necessary to get an impression of both individuals, of their mind and of their thoughts, as well as their bodies. Since this phase is purely mechanical, it is simply a matter of taking complete photographs and of exchanging them. By complete, I mean, of course, every vibration must be registered. The next step is to make sure the two photographs are exchanged, that is, that each party has somewhere near him a complete photograph of the other. It is already too late, pen pal. I have set in motion the subspace energy interflow between the two plates, so you might as well read on. As I have said, it is not exactly an exchange of personalities. The original personality in each individual is suppressed, literally pushed back out of consciousness, and the image personality from the photographic plate replaces it. You'll take with you a complete memory of your life on Earth, and I will take along memory of my life on Origi. Simultaneously, the memory of the receiving body will be blurrily at our disposal. A part of us will always be pushing up, striving to regain consciousness, but always lacking the strength to succeed. As soon as I grow tired of Earth, I will exchange bodies in the same way with a member of some other race. 30 years hence, I will be happy to reclaim my body, and you can then have whatever body I last happen to occupy. This should be a very happy arrangement for us both. You, with your short life expectancy, will have outlived all your contemporaries and will have an interesting experience. I admit I expect to have the better of the exchange. But now enough of explanation. By the time you reach this part of the letter, it will be me reading it, not you. But if any part of you is still aware, so long for now, pen pal. It's been nice having all those letters from you. I shall write you from time to time to let you know how things are going with my tour. Scander.
You've got mail.
Origi 2. Dear pen pal, thanks a lot for forcing the issue. For a long time, I hesitated about letting you play such a trick on yourself. You see, the government scientists analyzed the nature of that first photographic plate you sent me, and so the final decision was really up to me. I decided that anyone as eager as you were to put one over should be allowed to succeed. Now I know I don't have to feel sorry for you. Your plan to conquer Earth wouldn't have got anywhere, but the fact that you had the idea ends the need for sympathy. By this time, you will have realized for yourself that a man who has been paralyzed since birth and is subject to heart attacks cannot expect a long lifespan. I am happy to tell you that your once lonely pen pal is enjoying himself, and I am happy to sign myself with a name to which I expect to become accustomed. With best regards, Scander.
Now, wasn't that a nasty bit of flummery? You've been listening to Charles Durning performing the monologue Dear Pen Pal by A.E. Van Vogt. Craig Sandler was the recordist and Jamie Cerniglia was the mixer. Something of a warning to all you amoral, mean-spirited hackers out there who think duplicity on the web is clever. You never know when the biter gets hisself bit.